biscuits and gravy.
Hello, boys.
What does LP stand for?
Lizard people.
Nazi whale margarine pirates.
So far, I've had 7 McRibs.
Bullabuck.
Pol Pot pie.
I'm the prognosticator of prognosticators.
Like a slaughterhouse sangria?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning, little hot biscuiteers. You got dialed on into the Truth Network.
I don't think you can talk through that.
We need less fake news and more bake news, baby. And that's why you're going to have the best hour of your life, because this is the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Toot, toot. I do like your dedication to the craft of trying to do the radio show with that giant Putin cutout face
on. I had a giant Putin cutout face on. It didn't work. It wasn't working.
Yeah, you can't. Apparently, you can't talk through it.
Mm.
You can see through it, though.
I guess I'm not a master of puppets.
Which is pretty cool. Mm. The weird part is that giant cutout of Putin's head is the same size as your actual head.
Yeah. You'd think it would echo the truth I have to share today.
Right.
Yes. You'd think it would make it even better and bigger and brighter. Are you ready to do
We've got so much truth to talk about today.
And the gravy show.
I'm so excited. We've got like a great show. We've got so much content to cover.
We might have the most amount of truth in this episode.
And we have one of our favorite guests of all time on the show with us today. She rarely gets to join us, but we're always happy whenever she's in the country and safe here.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the historic Biscuits and Gravy Amphitheater, the one, the only, as seen on Where in the World is Corky, Maui's favorite comedian, Corky Gardner!
Yay!
Woo!
Corky is here. She's alive. Not many of our guests do we have to reiterate often that she's alive.
Yes.
But Corky is here and she's alive. This is like a welfare check, kind of like we have you on the show from time to time just to make sure you're doing okay, Corky.
It's a wild ride, Vince.
Yeah, it is a wild ride. So the last time that we had you on the show was right after the fire, where you gave us quite the scare. We thought you may have perished, but here you are.
Yep, I'm living in Kihei now.
You're living in Kihei, even better.
South Side, baby.
Yep.
So it's been a couple of months. It's been almost half a year or more since the August 8th fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you mentioned that somebody tried to steal your phone number?
They did. And anybody, is this thing on?
Yes. Well, it's on. Are you?
I'm here. If anybody knows they can do this, they got my phone number and my phone turned into a paperweight. And they got my phone calls for about 4 hours. And I had to race against time.
They didn't steal your phone. They stole your phone number?
They ported out my number, which is really mean because I can't even get my own number.
How?
I don't even
understand.
Well, your number's hot gold, Corky Gardner.
They answer questions I can't even answer.
Like, if you want to, let's say you're moving from like AT&T to Verizon and you want to keep your phone number, you have to go to the phone company and find out, like, there's a special PIN, long PIN number that's even longer than your phone number that's associated with that phone number. And that you have to take that number and bring it to the new place so they can switch your phone number over.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand how it's possible that somebody did that unless they're choosing these numbers at random.
I don't know how, but if they know.
Or are you targeted by the deep state because they knew you were coming on the show and you were going to share the truth?
Right? I want to ask them how they did it because I really wanted to get my number back.
That's like how people squat in people's houses and then the owners of the house can't get them out because they have squatters rights.
Yeah, like, you've been here for too long. And I'm like, my wife died and I was back home.
So then there was this guy, when the squatters were gone, he went and squatted in his own property. And then he claimed squatters rights on his own house and he out-squatted the squatters.
Wow. You
got to out-manipulate the number stealers.
Oh, my God. They changed my security question to where did me and my spouse first, where did we meet? Where did we meet?
Where did you and your spouse meet,
Corky?
Corky.
So
I was crying at the Verizon table like, I don't even have a boyfriend. And the guy was like shaking his head. He's like, I don't know what to do.
Salt and
did they
open
steal
wound.
Your SIM card?
Oh, it's a porting scam. They ported my number.
What does port mean?
I don't even know.
It's a type of wine.
Oh, okay. Oh, of course.
It's what I'm drinking after this.
Corky got drunk and somebody stole her number.
Portuguese wine to your phone?
Some shit went down. I don't know why it happened, but, you know, sorry. It was just...
Sorry, Tony.
Sorry, Tony. I thought that would be acceptable. Yeah, it was mean, but they can take your number. And they can take your voice, too. I had voice activation security on there, and they took a clip of my voice, and they used it to get through.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So that's like the worst scam.
There's also something going on right now. There's a scam going on where they can take your voice and use AI to make a copy of your voice.
Or you call. They call you and they get a clip of your voice, too.
And then they call your parents pretending to be you and be like, hey, I'm in trouble. I need some money. And then your parents are like, oh, no, poor Vince. He needs some money. Let's send him some money.
$12.
And so there's people that have been getting scammed financially. One thing to do is you have like a secret password.
Mm-hmm. Your first spouse is.
With you and all your loved ones. So they can say like, hey, if there's ever some issue where somebody's calling you up and they need money and you're not sure if it's them or not, then you have a special password.
Mm-hmm. After 9/11,
my family's password is no.
And they did. They gave us a special password. Like if anything dangerous happened, like they would be like, all right, it's time to paint the house. And we would never paint the house because we had vinyl siding.
that's why you never paint the house.
Yes. That and I'm not a big fan of doing work. You know?
Yeah.
So can you believe this? People are using technology not only against us, but for bad.
Since we're already on the subject of AI.
What? Are we going to dive on into it, baby? Put your white collars on, baby. We're going to have one heck of a doozy. We are going to jump into one of the most exciting stories we've done in a long time of the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Something that I think should have happened years ago. Get rid of the human priests. Get rid of all of them. So, I've said it before and I say it again. Just push them off the edge of the flat earth.
Father Justin got defrocked because it turned out he was a robot.
Father Justin. Now, here's the
There was an
part.
AI, there was an AI priest that was put out by this like Catholic adjacent organization. And he was pretending that it was an AI program that was acting in place of a real priest, and it immediately led to a bunch of confusion and trouble, and so they have since
Is the AI infallible? Like the Pope?
It's actually infallible. That's what AI stands for.
That's what I was imagining.
Artificially infallible?
Yep, artificially infallible, baby. Corky, are your favorite priests humans or robots? Go.
Humans.
Okay.
I didn't know we had robot priests.
Well, we don't anymore.
Yeah, the one and only. They killed the one and only. Now,
I feel like we do need some robot priests because, like, first of all, I thought it was funny that he said somebody was like, are you real? And he's like, I'm as real as the faith that we both share.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
You mean a scam by a Catholic adjacent organization.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right. I'm not doing a confession with a robot, that's for sure.
Well, why would you rather confess your sins to a real person than just sending them out into the void?
Like Sinead O'Connor had a good 1-800 number where you could confess.
If you're confessing your sins to a real person, I'd be less likely to tell a real person all the weird stuff that I've done than just a robot. Because a robot's probably a
recording priest.
Yeah.
He's probably recording all your information or whatever.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the robot priest, the AI priest, didn't molest anybody. If you see that
we know of,
yeah,
it's creating AI
but
porn.
What if you need? What if you have like an AI child that you need molested? Who are you going to turn to? AI priest.
AI priest.
What if
who
you
are you going to turn to, Vincent?
What
30?
If you need like What if there's a demon in a computer or the ghost in the machine?
Oh,
you've heard of the ghost in the machine? How you get rid of ghosts in the machine?
The Father,
priest
Son,
in
the
machine.
Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Now tell me about Gatorade, Vincent Fodi.
The one of the controversies that Father Justin was embroiled in.
Justin's also a type of wine, right?
Yes.
Blood of Christ, baby.
So Father Justin told somebody that it was okay to baptize their baby in Gatorade.
Why would you not?
Babies need electrolytes.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, you know, myrrh, gold, and Gatorade.
Everyone knows that.
Get out of here, frankincense. We don't need you.
I mean, Gatorade is a lot. It's mostly water.
Yeah.
Right?
And a little bit of Gator.
And so if you bless it, then it's holy Gatorade.
Some people are speculating that because we think robots will be our new overlords, but they're not sure if shape-shifting demonoid lizard people are going to be our new overlords. Was Gatorade a sign? Because Gatorades are just the biggest lizards.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. And do we have real elections in this country? No, we have electrolytes.
Electrolytes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Your vote doesn't go anywhere. There is a college, all right? A voting college of some sort.
Yes.
An electoral college. An electoral and they vote college. For us. Speaking of which, a lot of crazy stuff going on in colleges this week. Have you seen this, Corky Gardner?
Yes.
Yeah.
We've proven once again that the right to assemble and protest only counts when it's what the government wants you to be doing.
Not when you're
protesting what they actually want you to do. Yeah, there's also like a former president is having a criminal trial right now. So
yeah, these are our two front leaders. They're front loaders, baby.
He's having like multiple concurrent trials.
But you know what we should do? Put a lot of footage at NYU and someone protesting. And of course, some people are speculating that the people that they're interviewing don't even go to the school and it's the CIA or deep state going in there. No, people go to colleges that don't go to that school. You've gone to other people's colleges, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you're going to get on the news, yeah?
Sometimes.
What if you're trying to graduate right now and you realize that we probably can't solve the problems in the Middle East in a couple of short years and you're just trying to like finish your tests and everyone around, because it's right about like a week away from finals right now.
That's
right.
Distracting.
Yeah, maybe the college kids are like, you know what I want to do? Not take my finals.
Yeah, maybe they're just filibustering the finals.
Yeah, they're like, what are we going to, let's argue over this. Let's do it.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
That, it's like Pauly Shore in that The Juror movie?
Yes.
Jury Duty?
Yeah. Let's equate the Biscuits and Gravy Show with friend of the show, Pauly Shore, as seen on my Instagrams.
Yeah. You opened for Pauly Shore, right?
No, but I did hang out with him and a porn star in the green room at the historic EL Theater.
Oh, that's fun.
It was great. Shahane, friend of the show, had just matched with her on Tinder, and I had just had her in my saved history. So
oh,
what
that's
a magic,
cool.
What a magic moment.
Interesting.
Magic
Cue
moment.
The 50s music.
More magical for Shane than you, but.
Yeah. She wanted nothing to do with him, though.
I met him in the back room. Too. I was back there.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Yeah.
Were you the porn star?
Yes.
Also, you know, it's fun. Today's May Day.
May Day?
Yeah.
Well, May Day, May Day. Send out the SOS,
ding,
baby.
Ding, ding. Today's May 1st, so happy May Day, everybody. So I'm very
excited
about that.
Can't sink a train,
baby.
It's Beltane Festival for those of us that
Did what you already eat your cake pop, Corky Gardner?
Yes.
I'm going to eat a cake pop right
the
now.
Beltane
Can
Festival.
I have another cake pop?
Yeah, dog, it's for you.
Yep.
Pass me that cake pop,
here,
please.
This one.
All right. Oh, I'm
Ladies
so happy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Eating cake pops on the air.
When it comes to the Middle East, the struggle is real. And we don't want to focus on this today. We have a lot of cooking, a lot of comedy, a lot of conspiracies to talk about.
It's a day of love. You're supposed to be with your significant other and do dance around a maypole and all this.
Is that really what?
Yeah.
Really?
You
can dance if you want to.
In Ashland, that's
what
we do.
You can leave your friends behind.
In Ashland, we do a three-day festival.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah. And we.
So there was a Roman three-day festival.
That's why we do it. Yeah.
Floralia, something like that.
Yeah.
Where it's all about flowers and stuff, and they worship Dionysus. Also, you know what's crazy? I didn't know this, but you know how in our neck of the woods, Chuck, there's something called Mischief Eve, which is the night before Halloween. You go out and you cause mischief. And
mischief night, baby.
You TP people's houses.
You egg their cars. You put salami on their Lexuses.
Put a potato in there. Is that why there was a salami on my Lexus?
There's always salami on your Lexus.
Usually the salami's inside my car.
Ah!
But there's also something that I didn't know. They do the same thing in certain cultures the night before May 1st.
Really?
So April 30th is sort of like a little kind of a mischief night as well. You go out and cause a little havoc. I want to start implementing that.
This one's wild. Due to maypoles, like you have a bunch of people and you weave and you decorate the maypole. So
I
want more.
Is that what they're doing
with
all the ribbons around the maypole? They're weaving it together?
Yeah, is this so much fun?
I thought they were just kind of like spinning around it.
No, it's intricate and then you like start seeing people blurring and then just it's just fun. You're just like, whoa.
And then when do the old people jump off the cliff and kill themselves?
We don't do that. We jump over a broom.
Oh, okay.
How high is the broom?
That was Midsommar I was thinking of.
It's not very high.
Great message in that movie.
Did you ever see Midsommar?
Midsommar, is that a movie?
Yeah, it's a very tame movie about going to a beautiful festival in the northern part of the world.
I'll have to check it out. Sounds good.
Yep. It's by A24. Really light material.
Yeah, really, really fun-loving movie.
Is it a date night movie?
Clearly, yes.
Well, yeah. If you're dating definitely. Tony Two-Tokes.
We love you, Tony.
Speaking of light material, Corky, I know that you are not a fan of blue humor. Is that correct? You like to keep it clean?
I keep it clean, but I do appreciate blue humor, just not offensive humor like bashing women.
Okay.
Women or minorities or bashing.
You don't like scatological humor as well?
You're not a big fan of the poop jokes.
No, I just kind of keep it classy, Cincinnati. I think... Okay. I like, but I'm not, people misunderstand me if they think I'm not into blue humor, and actually it's ironic.
So you're saying you're not a prude, but...
No.
You're just saying that when people have dark jokes, sometimes they could do better.
Yes. I like dark jokes. I think people cross the line when they...
Well, I know that you appreciate keeping things PC.
I think most everything you've said has been good with me. I don't think I have it.
So far.
By Chuck either. I don't think...
You text me twice a month that something I say is egregious.
Usually...
When you said that, you were talking about, is your life worth living to... my friend Josh, who's a vegetarian.
Josh is our friend also.
He kept saying he was vegan.
I know.
Is it worth it to not eat meat and cheese?
What you said was, is it still worth it to be alive? And I'm like, oh my God. If someone was on the edge, that's not what you want to say.
But then we...
Catching those after... You
because
don't know
of that question, though, we found out that, yes, his life was worth living.
You're true.
Yes. Oh, and we found out, by the way, that figs... are pollinated by wasps.
We're going to get into that later for Follow-Up Junction. But,
it's really crazy.
But... since Corky's on the show today, I have a little game for us to play. It's called Going Blue.
All aboard! Thanks for getting it dialed on in to KAKU 88.5, the voice of Maui. This is the Biscuits and Gravy Show. We got comedian extraordinaire Corky Gardner on the show. Vince Foti, we're about to play a very sacred game.
We're about to play a game called Going Blue, and all the answers are going to be blue related. So
okay.
Do you want to go head to head against Chuck?
All right.
Or do you want to participate solo?
I'll go, and we buzz in or something?
We have this bell that we can use if you want.
Okay. All right. Or, hold on.
I don't know if either one of you can reach this bell.
I could do a fart button, and you could do a burp button.
Okay. No, let's just use the bell. Can you guys both reach the bell?
Yes, I can reach the bell.
Okay. Chuck,
you better watch out. I see you just get your hands done, baby. I got this. I'm going to get you.
Don't hit her hand with the thing.
I'm going to get you.
Okay, can we? You're hurting the bell.
All right. All right, this is Going Blue. Going Blue is brought to us by Scarlett Johansson Stationery. Make every letter a scarlet letter.
Thanks for listening to the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Today's show is proudly underwritten in part by lovely, community-minded celebrity sponsors like Channing Tatum's Tater Tots. Tatum's, put a little magic in your mouth.
And Rick Astley's Rickshaw Rides. He's never going to let you down, but he will pick you up in one of his fabulous rickshaws.
All right. So you guys ready to play Going Blue?
Going Blue. Yeah.
All right. This three-piece art performance group has a residency at the Luxor.
Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group is correct.
I think I get what's going on here. Okay. I get the theme of it.
All right. This is an American children's television show about a blue
girl. Blues Clues.
Blues Clues is correct.
What up, Cody Ross Pitts? Oh,
man. You got the Blues Clues.
All right. This is an Australian children's television show about a blue dog.
Bluey.
Bluey is correct. Very good. You ever seen Bluey?
No, but I know of it.
It's pretty good. All right. This is what Elvis wanted you to not step on.
Blue suede shoes.
Blue suede shoes is correct. Very good. This computer was the first computer to ever defeat a chess master in real time. It was an IBM computer that was the first computer to ever win against a grandmaster.
I give up. Can we do more children's shows?
Yeah.
Okay, in this movie, Samuel L. Jackson gets eaten by a shark.
Deep Blue Sea.
That is correct. So the name of the computer was Deep Blue.
Ah!
So I should have just went with the Sam Jackson getting eaten by a shark one. All right, this is the name of Toronto's baseball team.
Blue Jays.
Blue Jays is correct. Don't be afraid to ring in there, Corky. This is another term for an aristocrat. Or a noble person.
Blue collar.
Ooh.
Is that what you meant?
Nope.
Blue blood?
Blue blood is correct.
That's white collar.
Blue collar is actually like a working class, like a working man.
Yeah, I was thinking of Rome.
All right. You might use this to determine the value of your car.
Kelly Blue Book.
Corky rang in, not you, Chuck.
Ah,
Corky, are you crazy?
Corky, what's the answer?
All right, guy. You're going to say it?
Yeah.
Right. Very good. Corky gets the point, not Chuck.
You paused.
How the hell is he doing this?
you don't get to yell out the answer if you didn't ring in first.
I mean, I went to go and ring in for
maybe,
it.
Maybe, okay. This guy, we're like thinking.
We're going to put the bell over here.
Wow! So far away from me.
Okay.
All right, this 80s movie stars Brooke Shields about two kids stranded on a tropical island.
What is Blue Lagoon?
Yes, that is correct. I farted once on the set of Blue Lagoon.
The only controversy that movie ever had was farting on the set of Blue Lagoon.
This rock band had the 1976 hit Don't Fear the Reaper.
Blue October.
No, what a Blue Oyster Cult.
I meant to say Blue Oyster.
Blue Oyster Cult is correct.
I knew that.
All right, and lastly, this is a 1986 David Lynch movie with Dennis Hopper.
What is Blue Velvet?
Blue Velvet is absolutely correct. And Chuck, that means you are the winner of Going Blue.
Right.
So congratulations, Chuck. Going Blue was brought to us today by Dwayne Johnson's Wholesale Seafood. It isn't a rock. It's a rock lobster.
Today's show is underwritten in part by
Nick Nolte, it's bad for you.
And funding for the Biscuits and Gravy Show comes from our lovely underwriter, Benedict Cumberbatch's Cucumbers. There's no cucumber match for Cumberbatch.
And also Benedict Cumberbatch's dictionaries. Have no worries with Benedict dictionaries.
Thanks for getting it dialed on in to KAKU 88.5. Today's show is underwritten apart by Winona Ryder's Horses. Hey, Vince.
Yeah?
When you're looking for something to mount, think Winona Ryder.
I always do.
Hey-o, all right.
Did you ever see the picture of Winona Ryder's boobs?
I've seen it. Heavens to Betsy, kiss my grits. It was one heck of a beautiful pic.
That's a list of bad words that you can say,
alternative.
Corky.
Where?
Right here, dude. Corky Gardner, you want some of this list action?
No.
Read some stuff off the list.
Yeah, Corky. Get your fouled mouth lips on this list.
Well, I'm not going to say, what in the heck? Jeepers? I don't really
want
to say.
You're not going to say jeepers? You already cursed on the show today so far.
I didn't want to say cotton picking because that's not something I usually say.
Hell yeah, you're right. Why is that on the list?
I think cotton picking, I don't think that's very PC, is it?
That's what I was looking at, the first word I saw. And so I'm not going to, I don't know what list that is, but that's
the list. That's the list of things you're allowed to say on the radio.
Well, I can't believe
it. Tony gave us a thumbs up. He said you can say cotton picking.
Buckethead?
I think he's just trying to get us canceled.
I don't really want to say that.
If we haven't gotten canceled yet.
So thanks for the list, but no thanks.
We're not getting canceled.
Is Bull Twinkies offensive?
I'm not on board.
Apparently. Let me see. Let me see the list.
Fart Knocker?
Fart Knocker, Consarnit, Confounded, Doggone It,
The Fart Knocker,
Dad Blame It, Dad Gum It, Dad Blast It.
Wow, how woke.
You can say Crapola, Turd, Sheesh, Flippin', Fooey, Ticked, Heck, Shoot, Jeepers, Jeez, Crud, Dag, Dang, Darn, Darn It, Bleep. Oh, we can say Bleep. You can also say Booger, Snot, Wingnut, Nerts, Nerts, N-E-R-T-S, Criminy, Cripes, Crepes, Doodoo, and Caca. And good gravy. There you go. Give us a good gravy, Corky.
Good gravy.
Good gravy. Corky sounds exasperated already.
Woo,
baby.
We're not even halfway through the show yet.
Jimmy.
Oh, Christmas. I got the heartburns. I ate too many cake pops. Oh, Lord.
No such thing as too many cake pops. I'm guessing that your wife made those cake pops?
I helped.
Corky, you helped by bringing the cake home from D&D.
And did you know that people wear gloves when they make
food for people?
Did you know this?
It's crazy.
Dude, my mind is blown away. And they go in the kitchen, she's wearing black gloves. And I'm like, why don't you just use the ones we have in the bathroom? That's what I would have used.
Dagnabbit is right.
But I rolled a good chunk of them.
Ooh, speaking of rolling, did you hear about the DEA is going to
decriminalize MDMA?
The DEA is going to suggest that we reschedule marijuana.
Oh.
Jeez Louise.
So, rescheduling something, first they have to announce that they're going to do it.
Yep.
You know?
Hey,
like we're announcing stuff for the Supreme
first
Court.
First, the DEA has to propose the idea of rescheduling a drug, and then they have to have like a public hearing about it. Then they have to decide to actually reschedule it. And a lot of people are saying,
what a fast system.
A lot of people are saying, hey, why don't we just decriminalize it? To those people, I say, obviously, we want to decriminalize it, but this is the first step. It's going to make things easier towards decriminalizing. The first step to decriminalization is rescheduling. So, obviously, it's not ideal.
Now, why are we rescheduling it? Are stoners always late?
Right now, yes, recalculating. Right
you
now,
sound like a robot.
Pot is Schedule 1,
which is cocaine and crushing up your grandma's.
It's like
panties.
Heroin, cocaine, yes. Stuff like that is all Schedule 1.
As we all know, we smoke a little bit of heroin before we go watch movies together.
Right. Just a little heroin in the parking lot.
Just a little bit of heroin before we watch Pineapple Express when we're 23.
But
everyone
if you reschedule
knows.
It to Schedule 3, that means it's not as bad. It does have some medical use, and which is crazy that we even have to discuss this, because 48 states, I think it is, have medical marijuana laws. So it clearly has some medical use. So let's just go ahead and...
Well, the problem with legalizing marijuana, though...
Well, the only problem is if you legalize marijuana, then you can't put black people in jail for no
reason. Yeah, how are you going to keep poor people poor unless you have outrageous, stupid, dumb crimes?
Well, they still have the scented trees they pull people over for.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Yeah, that's
always
true.
Always have that. Yeah. Great googly moogly. I can't believe this is happening. Mm-hmm.
So as long as black people still have air fresheners in their car, then we can go ahead and reschedule marijuana.
Now, is this going to retroactively release people that were arrested in the past 10, 20 or 30 years for nonviolent crimes?
Probably not.
I love it.
I mean, we need to feed the industrial prison complex. Kamala Harris is a huge fan of.
Feed that.
That's right.
Is
Kamala Harris, I'm putting you on blast.
More like Kamala harass the poors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you guys don't remember, they tried to stop prison slave labor.
Well, it is California.
In California, they tried to stop prison slave labor. And
California is such a fake liberal.
And Kamala Harris was like, well, we can't do that because where are we going to get our slave labor from?
Yeah. Well,
like,
also,
really, Kamala Harris? Really?
For-profit prisons pay for politicians to run.
The for-profit prisons make a lot of money off slave labor.
Rehabilitating somebody and doing greater good for the community should be for profit.
Yes.
That's what it should be. We all agree with that.
Same thing with...
And if you disagree with it, you're an un-American guy like Jon Stewart. When you the states that completely legalize marijuana see a 30-40% drop in substance abuse of prescription pills. Isn't that crazy?
I can't get my hands on marijuana, so I guess I'll just take this legal fentanyl.
Yes.
Who would have thought that wouldn't be good for our country?
All right. Well, that was Marijuana is the Same as Heroin Corner on the Biscuits and Gravy Show. Thanks for getting dialed on into the Truth Network. KAKU 88.5, the voice of Tony Two-Tokes.
Oh, Tony is joining us in the studio.
Here people. Here, whoever wants it can have it.
Ooh.
What do we got here?
Is that a brown paper bag?
Ooh, I think Corky's going to like this.
Ooh.
Thank you.
It's the brown bag special.
It looks like we got a bag of cucumbers.
A brown paper bag full
of cucumbers. Hey, is this cucumber batches cucumbers?
It is,
yes.
Of course.
Wow. These cucumbers, hold one up to the camera, Corky.
Uh-huh.
Take one down, pass
These
it around.
These cucumbers have been brought to us by Benedict Cumberbatch's Cucumbers. There's no cucumber match for a Cumberbatch.
Great underwriter of the show, like-minded individual, Benedict.
And today's show is also brought to us by Margaret Thatcher's Roofs. Need a new roof? Get a Thatcher.
And our good friends in England as well love the Biscuits and Gravy Show. And today's show is underwritten in part by Pete Townsend's Townhomes. Let his love open the door to your house. And Pete Townsend's Mobile Homes for when you're going mobile.
I'm going mobile.
Ask yourself who is the best in townhomes. It's Pete Townsend's.
Ask your dad to explain those jokes to you.
Yes. Daddy, come over here.
Your dad will be so happy
your dad.
To explain who related jokes. Go ahead, read one, Corky.
Okay,
you look like you're like chomping at the bit here to read one.
Yeah, I am.
Don't be gun shy.
Don't forget Ryan Reynolds wraps available at your local pizza place. a former partner of Scarlett Johansson Stationery.
Yeah.
I don't understand that.
They used to date.
Oh. They used to be married.
Okay. Oh, what?
Yeah. I feel like he kind of downgraded a little bit, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
And what did Scarlett Johansson do? She upgraded
with her Colin butt.
Jost. She's with isn't it Scarlett?
Oh, with from SNL?
Yeah.
Wow.
Really?
Yes.
Huh.
That's an
overpaid. He's a nice guy.
I guess so.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. It shows you that, like, you know, nice guys sometimes get the girl.
Mm-hmm. Scarlett Johansson, she's been one of my longtime Hollywood Hall passes.
Ooh, baby. And not Colin Jost.
Not Colin Jost.
Weekend update, everybody.
He's doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner this year.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. So he will be making fun of Joe Biden.
As we should.
As he does every week.
Man, we have so much to cover in the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Why don't we do a follow-up junction?
Let's do it, baby. All right. Let's jump on the next segment of the Biscuits and Gravy train today, baby.
Blow the whistle.
All right, everybody. It's time for follow-up junction.
All right. For follow-up junction.
Are figs vegan? Well, no one's eating wasps, baby. We know that eating wasps are an animal.
Some people eat wasps.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if it's a Good Friday night. Am I right, baby? I'm just kidding, white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
There's a whole subreddit called r/WeEatWasps, which is a real subreddit. Look it up. It's about people eating wasps. So
if
wasps,
you put gasoline in a cup and you put it over it, you can get rid of wasps.
Yes,
and hornets.
I've seen that. Yeah. It kills all the wasps and hornets and everything quite fast. Works. Go check it out. Go look up videos of people killing wasps with a cup full of gasoline.
It's very therapeutic. I just watched it.
You would think you would have
to
set it on fire. I was like, is this guy going to set this cup of gasoline on fire?
Who was disappointed they didn't set it on fire?
I was very disappointed, but it does work. It's just like the fumes knock them right out.
So last week we had friend of the show, vegan, except he eats cheese and meat and stuff. But like, anyway. But we talked about things that may
I don't think he knows what vegan means.
Well,
I think he's
that's why the Biscuits and Gravy Show is educational.
I think he's vegetarian.
But
he just calls himself vegan.
It's for shock value.
Okay. Yeah,
on this show?
When you see him and you find out that he's vegetarian, that is shock.
You're shocked, baby.
By the way, were you on the show on Friday?
No.
That friend of the show, Josh?
I wanted to see I wanted to watch it.
You were supposed to be on the show, though, weren't you?
Yeah, but they had a few too many people.
Wasn't there like 15 comedians on the show?
All right. Did you perform, Chuck?
Yeah, and I performed amazingly.
Yeah, I heard you had a good set.
Had the best set. Were you there? No, had a great set.
Yeah, crushed it.
Oh, you guys didn't see me? Nailed it.
So let's talk about figs.
Let's talk about figs, baby.
If you're a vegan who eats figs... Are you a vegan?
Are you a true vegan?
So I did a little research into this topic, and it turns out that a lot of times wasps pollinate fig trees. They don't have to die, but they will use fig trees to lay their eggs inside a fig, and then sometimes the mommy wasp will die inside the fig. And so vegans, sometimes to be extra cautious, will avoid eating figs. But
they won't even eat something if a wasp purposefully died and buried itself.
Which I think is dumb because it's not like...
You don't say.
It's not
you
like...
You don't say, like, Vincent Cody.
I understand, like, let's say you don't want to kill a cow and eat it because you feel bad for the cow, right? Or you don't want to kill a chicken and eat it because you feel bad for the chicken.
Yeah, and that the whole chicken's life was made just for you to torture it.
Or you don't
want to
eat a... egg, maybe, because that egg could have grown into a chicken. But I mean, like, aren't chickens laying eggs all the time that are unfertilized and just get eaten anyway?
Yeah.
So, like, I could see maybe doing that. But if you're not going to eat a fig because it might have a wasp in it, like, that doesn't have anything to do with anything. You're not hurting the animal. You're not benefiting from its making products.
Are figs that good?
Figs are delicious.
Oh,
I actually had a dream
figs
about
with
figs last
brie
night.
Or with like stinky cheeses, and they're phenomenal. But figs by themselves,
like a
are
fig
just
paste,
okay,
yeah.
But fig pastes, the fig paste, as in, you know, fig Newtons.
I love figs.
Which I found out on follow up
on the way
this
back
week,
from Japan. You didn't eat your fig thing. You
no,
didn't,
I didn't
like it. Was like a cracker that
not
had
a
like
fan.
A thin layer of like a fig spread.
Not a fan
in between like these two very thin crackers.
Yeah,
I thought it was delicious.
Not a fan. Not a fan of that fig.
Corky, where do you stand on figs?
I'm for the figs.
Corky, when it comes to the figs, you're for the figs?
I read about that last week. I was looking at this. The figs actually only ripen one day out of the year for these flies to come in, and they lose their wings when they go in. So it's like a one-way trip because it's a small hole. They go through, and they lose their wings going in. And then they lay a lot of eggs, but some are unfertilized, and those are the food for the new larva.
Whoa!
But it is a symbiotic relationship because the figs are providing a service for the wasps as well.
What's that service?
And the wings are probably
they're providing food for the next batch of wasps, right? But then I found out I did a little bit more research, and it turns out that yes, back in the day, that's how fig trees were pollinated, but now almost all of the figs that we eat in the U.S. come from...
Dead cows.
Come from fig trees that are, like, manually pollinated. Not naturally pollinated by wasps.
How do they do that? Because it's an internal flower. It's inside the fig. I wonder how they pollinate.
I don't know. You'll have to ask the fig growers. But all I know is that, like, all of the figs that we eat in America are mass-produced and they're not pollinated by wasps anymore. So
if you're hearing that, if you're a vegan, your
so
hands
if you're
are
a
clean.
Vegan, yeah, you can eat figs without having wasps on your hands.
That's probably a big joy for a lot of people to hear that.
There's probably a lot of people out there that haven't been eating figs all this time
because they don't listen to the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
And it's funny too. It's ironic because like a fig is a fruit that's right in like a vegan's wheelhouse.
Yeah, that's like a good chunk of what vegan's diet should be.
So denying yourself a fig, that's just so sad.
The other part of
it's
a
like
vegan's
it's one
diet.
Of the one of the one good things that you can eat.
I don't know. Have you tried the non-dairy Ben & Jerry's vegan alternatives? The ones that don't melt when they go outside?
You mean World Peace by a friend of the show, Colin Kaepernick? World Peace. It's not world. It's world. Do you eat dairy?
Yeah. Probably gives me rank breath and the farts, but I love it.
Aren't you lactose intolerant?
Yeah, absolutely.
Then how can you work on Dairy Road?
At 333 Dairy Road, baby.
Diana's kind of lactose intolerant.
Yeah, I just ignore it. I just ignore all the damage.
I could very well be lactose intolerant. Yeah. You just got to plow through it. Mm-hmm. What am I going to do? Not eat dairy?
Yeah. Have you ever had cheese? Have you ever had brie?
Have you ever had cheese? Have you ever eaten ice cream?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh, you ever had Quirky Gardener? You ever have ice cream?
Ice cream's like my favorite thing.
What's your go-to ice cream, Quirky Gardener?
Well, I like mint chip.
Yeah, you do.
You like
what's your favorite brand of mint chip?
Mint chip, I think.
Wow. Mint chocolate chip. Huh?
Love the texture divide in it. I love that that's the only time you see the thin shaved chocolate.
And also, when it freezes, the chocolate chip gets like all hard and frozen. Mm-hmm. And then when you bite into it, it's got like a little snap to it.
I like the chunk, or you can let it melt in your mouth a little bit. And
or
you,
you can
play
let
around
it melt
with,
in your mouth.
You know? Mm-hmm.
I went to Baskin and Robbins actually for the first time in 20 years.
My dad.
Did you know there's a Baskin and Robbins just right down the road?
For here?
Yeah. There's one in the Maui Mall.
So West Side Vibes, right in the complex now.
West Side Vibes, down in Central Maui.
Are we near the Maui Mall? That's where I was.
Kind of.
They have marigold ice cream.
What? Marigold?
Mm. Crazy.
Okay, so you like mint chocolate chip as like your overall go-to flavor. How about, do you have a favorite Ben & Jerry's?
Oh, the Ben & Jerry's cookie dough is really good.
I like the Tonight Dough.
The Tonight Dough?
Tonight Dough is good.
Oh, dude, it's, epic. You really got to eat it with an espresso spoon or...
And they had
if you own any smaller spoons, smaller than an espresso spoon...
And they had a Caramel Sutra, what used to be...
Yeah, Caramel Sutra. Fish food's pretty good.
That's a little blue, Corky.
I'm sorry, my bad.
For the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
Gosh darn it, you're right, Jeepers.
Yeah. What was that waffle flavor they have?
Ew, blue waffle?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't Google that.
I like Americone Dream a lot better than blue waffle.
Than blue waffle. Ew, dude. That's not even funny. It's gross. Don't Google. Man.
Have you had that sorbet? Sorbet that they make?
That's what happens if you have
right,
if you have sex
right.
with your partner too hard.
Right.
You get a sorbet.
Oh! Cracking jokes here, Benny Pooh.
So, did you ever see the video where some guy went through the cookie dough ice cream, took out all the cookie dough, and then tried to bake a cookie out of the cookie dough?
No, yeah. This sounds like
it doesn't work.
A true man of genius.
It's a waste of no. He sounds like an idiot.
It doesn't. It didn't work.
Yeah. What are you telling me? They don't put like 100% real cookie dough in it because it says it's half baked.
Yeah, I got questions.
Is a good one too.
Half baked is so good.
The Tonight Dough, I like it way more than I like actual Jimmy Fallon. Oh. Although friend of the show Todd Barry was on Jimmy Fallon last night.
Oh yeah,
catch his video out. It's a good 5-minute clip.
Fallon?
Yeah, dude, check it out,
we
man.
Know Todd?
Yeah,
we know Todd.
I open up for him on Oahu, and we open up for him here.
Yeah,
friend of the show.
I read that you could make a cake if you melt ice cream with flour. Do you think that's true?
I think that we got a quest for knowledge on the Biscuits and Gravy Show.
That's what it said. That's a good question.
Is it cake or is it real?
I don't know. Is it the ingredients you need for cake and ice cream?
Like a creme anglaise is kind of like what
melted
ice cream
is. Can you say that on the radio?
Like a melted ice cream is basically a creme anglaise. And that's, I mean, that's some of the stuff that's in cake.
There's no baking powder.
What if you melt ice cream and then whip it? Because if you overchurn ice cream, it gets more dense. But could you whip it the way you make whipped cream cheese
like
or heavy cream?
Ice cream?
Yeah.
Whipped I don't know.
Ice cream.
Yeah. Like what's the – they say like
– It,
like
might,
triple
be,
churn,
it
like,
might be too heavy.
But Ben and Jerry's is triple churned. But if you whip something, which you'd think wouldn't be too much different than –
It's four times churned, right?
That's right. Would it go – would it get more dense or would it get more fluffy?
I think it would get more dense. I think it would be too heavy to whip. If you put too much stuff in your cream before you whip it, it won't whip up.
Okay.
It'll probably just get thicker. And also, while we're talking about eating stuff and veganism, Corky, when's the last time you ate an animal for the first time, a new animal?
I mean, I don't do the animals like you guys do with the brand new animals.
I mean, like quail, kangaroo, quail egg.
Okay, but you have
ostrich
you
egg,
have you
turkey
have,
burger.
You have eaten at least one animal in your lifetime,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I did a bison. I was so upset about it. I ate a piece of bison and I was upset about it.
Was it good?
No.
Oh, well, that's something
terrible.
To
I'm not going
to
do it again.
Did you get venison?
Did it sound so like this?
You're terrible, Vince. I'm terrible.
Did you know that scientists just discovered a 200-year-old buffalo?
No way.
He was celebrating his bicentennial.
That was the new animal. That's the only animal.
Wait, so you were upset about it?
Because I think they're beautiful. They're all furry and stuff, and I felt bad about it, and I'm not going to do it.
Buffalo!
Because they're cute. I mean, I only stick to the three animals that I eat, because I was a vegetarian for 7 years.
What are the three animals?
The chickens, the cows, and sometimes the pigs, but I've tried to cut them out of the deal.
Do you eat fish?
Yes. Okay. And I was a pescatarian for a long time, and I know fish shouldn't be off. They should be off the hook, but they aren't. But they aren't.
How about turkey? You eat turkey?
I do. That's four animals. I eat a lot
birds.
Of animals.
Okay.
Okay.
I eat birds. But
most of
but you're not
most
eating...
poultry is kind of under the same umbrella.
But I only started eating meat like for a year ago, and I got real excited. I went ham, so to speak.
But bison's actually healthier for you because it's leaner, right?
It's a beautiful animal. That's why.
Well, I mean, is it more beautiful than a cow?
Yeah. It's fuzzy.
Okay. I just don't like to eat buffalo.
Cows are fuzzy. I would wager
are you,
to
yeah,
say
the
that
Scottish ones?
That buffalo. And bison are furry, whereas a cow is more fuzzy.
There's a one breed of cow that's really furry, here, and I don't want to eat those either.
Oh, yeah. Or
Charlie's
yaks.
Even
Did you ever see
next?
those Chinese yaks with the giant
hey,
horns?
Hey, oh.
They're pretty
yak?
Cool.
I haven't heard about yaks in a long time.
Yaks and yetis.
Yeah, I haven't been yakking about it.
I haven't been mentioning yet.
Oh, Corky.
But I don't eat, like, whale or anything like that.
Well, let's not get into that. But we do have another thing for Follow-Up Junction.
Yeah.
All right. Last week we talked about...
Last week on the Biscuits and Gravy Show on KAKU.
KAKU 88.5. Don't forget, if you're listening to us on the radio on 88.5 KAKU FM, we are also live on Channel 55 right now, so wave to the people watching us at home. Hello, we
they
love you.
They play us several hours a day in what we affectionately call the Biscuit Block.
And you can listen to all of our past episodes if you go to biscuitwars.com, or if you have Spotify or Apple Podcast or Amazon Music, any of those things, just look up Biscuits and Gravy 808. You'll be able to find us and listen to our show. Isn't
that
fun?
Thank you so much for supporting not only our radio show, the Biscuits and Gravy Show, but also Power Up Comedy, all the Comedy Maui has to offer. What a great scene. What a great time to live in. Thank you so much, everybody.
Yes, thank you very much.
Chee-hoo!
Now, if you are a fan of Netflix, you may have seen that new show, The Three Body Problem. I know you were watching it, right, Chuck?
Yeah.
Well, last week we talked about the murder that happened surrounding the producer of that show, and I just wanted to get some of the facts cleared up. So there was a guy, his name was Lin Chi. I'm guessing it's Lin Qi, which I believe is Chi in Chinese.
Questions.
His name is Lin Chi. He was a billionaire. He was
with a B?
With a B. He was a Chinese billionaire who owned a video game company. He was a video game tycoon. He owned a game company called Yuzu Games. And he was the guy that bought all the rights to make the three-body problem. He was a big fan of the book series. He always wanted there to be a three-body problem TV show. He bought up all the rights and started approaching different people to make the show because he was a big fan, you know? Same way Bezos was like a big fan of...
Lord of the Rings.
Not Lord of the Rings.
Oh my gosh, really?
Well, Bezos probably was a fan of Lord of the Rings, but it was that show The Expanse.
Oh!
That he was such a big fan of the book series and the show that when they were about to go out of business, he's just like, here's a... couple million dollars, like keep making the show. I
always
watch
thought
it.
The Expanse would be what would happen if people like Bezos took over. That's like the future of our world.
Well, and then also there's like Mormons in the future.
Boo.
Actually, The Expanse is a really good show.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen it, go watch The Expanse. But the three body problem guy, Lin Chi,
murdered somebody.
He didn't murder somebody. He was murdered.
What?
So he hired this guy named Zhu Yao to run a subsidiary of Yuzu Games. The guy did a very bad job. So Lin Chi demoted him. He didn't even fire him. He just demoted him. But then this guy, Zhu Yao, he goes nuts and like goes fully Breaking Bad and creates like his own like chemical lab and starts like testing poisons and stuff like this.
What is he testing them
on? Like animals.
Oh my God.
So he gets his own like science lab and he's like testing poisons in his basement on like mice and stuff. Like he goes full mad scientist. Then he starts poisoning food and water and like drinks and stuff, bringing them into the office and randomly poisoning all these people. So not only was there a lot of collateral damage of people in the office getting poisoned, but the guy he was trying to kill, Lin Chi, also died.
Wow.
So the dude who was the producer of the Three Body Problem show is dead, and now this guy, Zhu Yao, is going to be executed in China. They found him guilty of murder, and they're going to execute him. They're going to put him to death.
What? How many people died?
A lot.
Ooh, that's a bad way. Poisoning's a bad way to go, too.
Yeah, it's such a scattershot way to try to kill somebody.
Oh,
was
Lord.
He sharp? Why was he mad?
He was mad because he got demoted.
He did
a bad job. For poor performance, yeah.
Yeah.
And so his honor was... hurt, and then so he also murdered the guy that replaced him as well.
Ooh.
So there's at least three bodies.
Can you imagine caring about your job that much?
No. Disgruntled.
Yeah, if I got fired, I'd be like, sweet, now I can get unemployment.
Do they have unemployment in China?
I don't know. That sounds like a more of an American thing.
Yeah, which we're not that many steps away from China. But we're enough to get unemployment. Unless, you know, the whole world collapses and then it takes 9 weeks to get unemployment during
COVID.
Yeah,
that's true.
9 weeks to 4 months.
Can you hear that, Chuck?
Is that
Nelson Rangel?
That is a sweet, sultry sound to Nelson Rangel. We don't have that much time left on the show. Man, the show has flown by. We've only got about 5 minutes left, but we have to talk about this for Morningwood. Morningwood is when we cover all the porn and porn star-related news. And even though Stormy Daniels and Donald Trump have been dominating all the porn news lately...
Oh, yeah? Is she real dumb?
Stormy Daniels... is in adjacent to this story as well.
Adjacent's like your word of the day, bro. I'm loving it.
Kanye West has announced that he's going to be doing porn.
Oh, wow. All right.
He's starting a porn company. It's going to be called Yeezy Porn.
First of all, amazing.
And so...
if you're going to screw Kanye, just remember, never eat shredded wheat.
He is not going to be performing.
Oh.
I don't believe, but he
is... I mean,
is,
you're telling me.
He is starting a porn company... and it's going to be called Yeezy Porn. He's working with Mike Mose, who is also Stormy Daniels' ex-husband.
Oh, so they got an industry pro?
Yeah, so he got an industry pro. And also, because Kanye West formerly met with Donald Trump before while he was president, this is the second time that Kanye West has met with a washed-up actor who has had sex with Stormy Daniels.
Wow.
What, small world.
So many connections to the porn industry.
Also, you know how I talked about how Donald Trump has been in the news next to Stormy Daniels' name and has been taking up all the porn news?
All the porn news. All the porn Google
alerts. Is this move just a way of distracting the algorithm away from... because now if you Google porn, all my porn Google alerts are now about Kanye West... and Stormy Daniels, because it's Stormy Daniels' husband starting the porn company with Kanye West.
It's another case of the great distractify. Similarly, a gal that just released a new album, it's all the buzz in the streets.
A gal?
Taylor Swift When you Google Taylor Swift and jets, it used to talk about her egregious use of her personal jet. Then she started getting involved in that football game, right, with the Chiefs. Goes to a Jets game. Now when you Google Taylor Swift jets, it just talks about foosball and not the great kill of the Great Barrier Reef. So what else planes do?
I don't care that she uses a private jet. I love Taylor Swift. Also, for biscuits and gravy news, Red Lobster might be going bankrupt, so we'll keep an eye on that.
You suck up on your Cheddar Bay biscuits,
for
baby.
For spoiler alert, Moku Moku is now available on Amazon.
Oh, that got the biscuit bump, baby.
So yeah. If you are a Moku Moku fan or you've been thinking about checking it out but you didn't want to go to the website to find it, it's available on Amazon to buy and purchase all six episodes.
Sometimes I just fly Hawaiian Airlines to watch Moku Moku.
That's what I'm going to do in June.
Mm. Also, the show Fallout has been really good. I've finished all eight episodes.
Are the butts good? Do the butts stay good?
There's some good butts in there. The main character is very cute. She looks like Zooey Deschanel with bigger cheekbones.
That's my one complaint about Zooey Deschanel, of course.
Is that her cheekbones aren't
too
distinct
too
enough?
Too dainty.
And also, in the show Fallout, there is a very minor character named Sandra, and the guy pronounces her name as Sandra.
Oh,
so
wow.
So you feel slightly vindicated.
Of course, vindicated.
All right, and now it's time. It's time for our favorite part of the show, Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo.
Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is when Chuck tries to prove that he's the smartest buffalo in the room.
Tonight, I'll be helped out by friend, comedian extraordinaire, Cookie Gardner.
And Chuck Stuff the Knowledge Buffalo is brought to us by Harvey Fierstein's Grill Lighters. When you think flaming, think Fierstein.
Okay. Lay it on me, String Bean.
All right. Our first question comes from Janie in Cincinnati, Ohio. Janie wants to know, who directed the movie Citizen Kane?
Go
Corky.
Oh my god, what's his name?
Okay, why did you ring in?
Because I worked for him. Damn it.
No,
no you didn't.
I did. Okay, go ahead, do it.
No, you got it. Orson Welles?
No.
Orson Welles is correct, Corky. I don't know.
It's somebody else I worked for.
Are you thinking
for.
Of Sugar Cane?
No, there was a guy named Kane that was a director. I'll tell you later. I was a gardener.
Okay, this is the movie Citizen Kane.
Oh, Orson Welles, you got it.
And yes, Chuck, it was directed by Orson Welles.
Did I tell you I used to work for him?
Is that how you got it?
He died 30 years before I was born.
Okay.
Talk about childhood. All right.
Talking about past lives.
Our second, Corky, are you okay?
No.
We had a really fun car ride over here.
Derek in Olympia, Washington, sent this one in. What former president gave the infamous "mission accomplished" speech?
What or who is George W. Bush?
That is absolutely correct. That speech was given. In 2003,
he was wearing a jumpsuit apparatus.
And it was given 21 years ago today is the anniversary of that.
Of us solving all the problems in the Middle East.
And that's when he said that war was over in Iraq. Yeah. And what year did the war in Iraq actually end for bonus points?
Isn't it still
1999?
2011.
Damn.
2011. He was only 8 years off. Okay. And our third question.
I think you could say that about his entire presidency.
Our third question is always a sports question because, as you know, sports is Chuck's Achilles hoof. Jackie Murphy and Chris Fight and Kihei
no!
sent this one in. John Cena has the Guinness Book of World Records record for the most what? And I'll give you a hint. It's not wrestling related. He's got the world record for the most what?
Failed TV shows.
No, I'm sorry. It was Make-A-Wish appearances.
Wow.
He's granted 650 Make-A-Wishes.
But John Cena, what a peacemaker he is.
Yes,
huh?
But you got 2 out of 3, and you know what our deceased friend Meatloaf always says?
Plus 2 out of 3.
That also means that that's the end of our show.
That's the end of the Biscuits and Gravy show for today, but not the end of the Biscuits and Gravy show. Not
we'll
the
back.
End of Free Speech Radio. Not the end of Power Up Comedian Corky Gardner Extraordinaire. We're going to see you on tons of shows. You got a show coming up in May at Mala. Check it out. It's the third week of May. It's at Mala Ramp in beautiful Lahaina. Lahaina's growing back better than before. And who better to represent it? Corky Gardner. And for me to you, aloha.